Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Podnow is here. Christina is the author of The Power of Digital Policy. Christina, I need your website, please.
Go to thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
All right. So check that out, and tell us what you do for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with clients to ensure that we right-size technology for them, get them functioning online, and help them continue doing the business they'd like to be doing without skipping a beat. So to me, it's all about taking that everyday interface that you have with your clients, whether it's selling a product or a service, making sure that you can actually do it in the context of digital, get it right, protect your business, and keep trucking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com, is that right?
That's correct. That's
yeah.
Correct.
So
and there's a whole section dedicated to small businesses who don't need to over-engineer, but you still need to get it right, and that's an important balance.
Thank you for that. So, Christina, what else do we need to know about digital transformation as a small business? You know, I really want to try to get across the message that they've got to put their value proposition, whatever that is. I think it's their special sauce, but they may have something a lot more specific and granular than that. Whatever that is, they've got to find a way to deliver that off of the analog face to face. Universe dimension to the digital dimension, the two-dimensional digital dimension. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you have to remember who is in front of you when they're in the shop is the same person behind that screen, but their needs shift, their preferences shift. For people who are more digitally native, their attention span is very, very short. They're only going to give you 2 to 3 seconds before they move on to the next thing. For the 55 million plus folks in the United States who are 65 and older, they actually want things that are going to help them understand how your website is laid out. They're going to want to make it easier to scroll because they might have carpal tunnel, right? So think about your customer and think about how they transform into that digital space, because it's that special sauce, but it's really understanding what that special sauce means when you're in the context of digital. And yes, it's still the face of that person on the other side of the screen, but their needs shift, and you have to be able to respond to that shift,
whether it's
because you have an aging population or if it's, you know, just things like easy access.
One of the things that I have tried to beat here is if some of the things we're talking about are intimidating to you, if you're feeling you believe Christina, but you're saying, I don't know how to do this. I'm 65 years old. I don't know how to do it. Whatever your age or whatever your capability is, what you have to understand, and Christina, I want you to talk about this. You have to understand that you have to invest in this. This has to be a commitment. You have to be dedicated and committed to this, which means you got to budget some money for this and find the people who do know how to do this. Let them do it. What do you think?
I think that affordability is no longer an excuse, Jim. A lot of people used to say to me, you know what, I can't pay $20,000 to have a website. Websites don't cost $20,000 anymore. You can have one, and you can have it for $500 to $1,000.
But you've got a budget for it. People have been trying to do this without a budget. They've got a budget for it, don't they? Something. Something's going
to
cost you some money.
But and time, right?
Yeah.
Budget, time, and money. Those are the two things you're going to have to give to this. And guess what? You're going to be able to shift those things away from things that you've done in the analog world. right? So you have to wait on a person in store. It used to take you maybe half an hour. You would chat with them personally a little bit more and get an additional 5 to 10 minutes of your day taken away. Now you have to shift that time into the online world because that is where you need to be invested.
And but still, try to get them to come in your store, and they will. It's not either or, it's both and. Christina, give us the website one more time, please. Website one more time.
ThePowerOfDigitalPolicy.com.
That's also the title of the book. I encourage you to find it and find Christina. Christina, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Take good care.
We'll see you next time. Christina Podnar, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out what she's offering there. I bet she can help you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.